Hello, and welcome to the Divorced Dadvocate, divorce support for dads, where we help dads create a healthy and less traumatic divorce. My name is Jude Sandoval, and I'm your host. I created this podcast and the Divorced Dadvocate community as a result of my own high conflict divorce, and because you as a dad deserve all the resources necessary to thrive through this challenging time. I encourage you to check out our website at thedivorcedadvocate.com, where there are resources that correspond to this episode, as well as free access to our membership community, where you will find live meetings, free workshops and courses, private discussion groups, and more. And now, on to this week's episode. Hello, and welcome to the show. I'm thrilled, as always, that you are here listening. I sincerely appreciate it. And today we're going to have another episode of Practical Advice. It's been quite a while that since I've done an episode of Practical Advice. I probably need to get back on that. I've been on a kick around education and mostly talking about legal parts and mental emotional parts and steps to dealing with that. But this one is titled Budget-Friendly Vacations for Divorced Dads. I know that I've done one previous to this about this topic and gave some advice and some ideas around that. I've got some new stuff. This one, actually the first three that I'm going to share with you are ones that I have implemented. And the next two are ones that I'm actually looking at doing with my daughters myself. And so again, as usual, this podcast is not only informational to help y'all out, it's it helps me every single day and every single week when I'm connecting with each and every one of you and talking about things and chatting and sharing and learning as much myself as I feel like I might be putting out there and sharing what I've learned by being involved with each and every one of you. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to do this. Before we jump in, as always, though, please check out the website where we have some new members. Will, Alex, Matt, James, Gene, George are all new members this week, and I appreciate you being here. If you're not a member, check out the website at thedivorcedadvocate.com. All kinds of resources, from free to paid resources, but wherever you're at in your financial situation, know that we're here to support you, and we have a resource for you there at the website. The other thing is we're coming up on 90,000 downloads, so we are definitely growing and getting the message out there. Please take a moment right now to share this with somebody, another divorced dad, post it on social media. Even better, if you can press pause right now, give us a star rating, and give us a review in the comments of your podcast platform, whether it's Apple or Spotify or Google or wherever you might be listening. We're on every single one of the podcast platforms out there. It really helps other dads that are going through things to get involved with and start listening to new episodes. So thank you for that. I appreciate your support, and I'm here to help support you. And we want to get this word out to as many guys as possible, as many dads that are going through divorce as possible. Okay, practical advice, budget-friendly vacations for divorced dads. And while we know that divorce is tough and challenging, especially when it comes to managing finances and trying to maintain a sense of normalcy for children. But just because of that doesn't mean, and because money's tight doesn't mean that you can't create unforgettable memories with your kids. And with a little creativity and a little bit of planning, we can still enjoy quality time with our kiddos through budget-friendly vacations. So we're going to talk about some inexpensive alternatives that promise some adventure without breaking the bank. And I will absolutely say that I've been on some nice vacations with my daughters, and I've been on some inexpensive vacations. There's been times where money has been incredibly tight and I still wanted to do stuff. And some of the ideas around this are based on those. And honestly, some of those vacations, and I would say the majority of those vacations, are the ones where we have the most memories and the most recurring jokes or family, running jokes or memories or fond memories are the ones that were probably the least expensive and the ones that you would think that wouldn't be as memorable. So it really has nothing to do with the amount of money you spend or the vacation spots that you go to. It has more to do with how engaged you are, how present you are, and your mindset and experience that you create in being a dad, being involved, creating that adventure, and being present and active and involved with them. So just try to keep that in the back of your mind as we go through this. But the number one, the number one budget-friendly vacation that I have always found, and we're actually getting ready to just go on one now, we're getting ready to head out for spring break, is a camping getaway. And I've been doing this with my daughters since they were real little. And nature just has a magical way of bringing families and kiddos closer together. And camping offers a very budget-friendly escape, especially because you're able to get away from the hustle and bustle of daily life. And I can tell you, it's almost refreshing, I've found, with my daughters, where they don't have to be on social media, which they haven't been until they're teenagers. So most of their life they haven't been, but they can unplug, they can get away from their phones, and you almost sense a sigh of relief because it's just not an opportunity, especially in some of the remote areas that we've gone to. And so whether it's pitching a tent in a local campground or exploring nearby parks, camping provides endless opportunities for bonding over outdoor activities like hiking or fishing, roasting marshmallows. It's still one of our favorite things to do, and they're teenagers, so they still demand that we do s'mores over the fire. The other thing that's awesome about camping is the cost of camping gear can be just a one-time investment that pays off in years to come. And there are all kinds of ways to acquire this camping equipment in economical ways. I've found camping equipment, used camping equipment. Our tent is an 8-person tent that I found for $100 years ago. It was brand new. It had been used once and they didn't have the bag for it. So I just bought another bag and bought the tent for $100. And we've used that for years and years and years. And it's been amazing. We're getting ready to use it again. Now you can find stuff on Craigslist used. I've found stuff at thrift stores that are just amazing buys. And once you buy it, you've got it forever and ever. We've upgraded to a camper tent or a small pop-up camper. But that's the girls have actually mentioned that they prefer to go into the tents, and they've become experts in putting it up and taking it down. And it's just an amazing, amazing experience. So, and you don't have to go somewhere far. You can do the state park. We've got a state park, or actually several state parks that are near us. And especially if you have little kiddos and you want to introduce them to something that's incredibly fun, and it's not your house, it's not your backyard, but it's maybe a reservoir. We've got a couple of reservoirs here. You can just get the tents, and then you don't have to worry too much about even cooking or packing because you're not going to be far from home, and start to introduce them and ease them into the whole camping experience and getting set up and taken down without having to pack and drive hours. We're going to be driving hours, and we're going to be somewhere quite far away. So we'll have everything packed up and ready, but it's been so long that it's just automatic for us to do, but it doesn't have to be like that. And you just pack it up. You can find places wherever that might be. I have the blessing of living in the state of Colorado, so the mountains are absolutely amazing for us to go up and get away. But wherever you're at, there is camping, and it's an amazing, amazing experience. So I highly recommend that as probably the number one budget-friendly vacation for divorced to divorcing dads. The next one is a road trip exploration. So just hitting the open road and embarking on a budget-friendly road trip to discover new destinations together. That could be a scenic drive along a coast, or one of the ones that we do every year is the peak-to-peak scenic drive during the season, fall season, when the leaves are turning. We've done that every year, and you can do stuff like just pack a cooler with snacks, or crank up the music, listen to a podcast, and we have a place that we stop and we eat for, we hike into and eat lunch at. It's around the lake. And then at the end, there's usually a festival that at Estes Park where we go to, and we plan it around that weekend. So it doesn't, and it's just an amazing full day of like 7 to 8 hours of driving and having fun and then going to the festival and then driving back. It is such a cool and fun experience. And another one is hitting museums or going to see Colorado's got some, the mountains have some old ghost towns, and ghost towns being that they're deserted towns that were old mining towns. And so we've visited some of those, some of the old railroads that have gone through the mountains. There's just, and all across the country, there's all kinds of different things and places that you can just do a road trip exploration for a day or for a weekend. You can do subsequent days if you wanted to just do an overnight somewhere and drive around and experience different places, museums, different scenic places, wherever you might be going. And it's just simple, it's inexpensive, and it's just immense amount of fun. The next is a staycation adventure. I think we're probably all familiar with that, but frankly, you don't have to travel far to have a memorable vacation. In embracing this concept of a staycation and exploring your own city from maybe a different perspective is pretty cool. One of the ones we did actually when we were just down in Colorado, we were south of the state. So we didn't go out of the state. We stayed in the state, but there was a whole ghost tour, a tour of different like haunted places that were in and around the city that we were visiting. And we took a tour on it for like 3 or 4 hours. And it was just cool and interesting and unique perspective of this city based upon these different areas that had experienced some kind of paranormal activity that these tour operators had identified and went through and talked about. And it was just a cool, fun thing. And we didn't go far from home. So you'll seek out a free or low cost activity like that. You could visit museums, local museums, like I mentioned, exploring a neighborhood park. There's a park in that we stopped at. We used to stop at when they were younger on our road trip to the lake, that the girls always liked. And seriously, it was just a public park that they really liked. And when they were younger, I'd always try to find public parks, whether we were camping or we were on a road trip or somewhere, where they could just run around, play in the park, jump up and down, go up and down slides, try new parks. We actually would rate the different parks and give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down and a star rating. We did fun little stuff like that in whether we come back to it or not. And some of them we come back over and over again and make it a yearly thing. So it doesn't have to be, again, a very big plan or a grand plan, but you know, the staycation limits that those travel expenses and allows you to rediscover hidden gems in your own backyard. The key to all this, fellas, is just having to take a little bit of time to think about and be creative, as well as find some of these different places. But it's easier now than ever, particularly with being able to search online with Google or through different websites or on your phone or with maps or whatever it might be, especially if it's little kiddos, and just be able to organize and orchestrate something that is fun and interesting. Okay, so those are three that I have experienced and I have executed. These next two are ones that I am wanting to do and have plans in my mind, at least, to do sometime in the near future. And the first of those, but the fourth on our list is a volunteer vacation. So these are great opportunities to teach your children the value of giving back while bonding as a family by planning a volunteer vacation. And there's a lot of organizations that offer opportunities for families to participate in meaningful volunteer projects such as environmental conservation, community service, or animal welfare. And not only does the volunteering provide a sense of purpose, but it also fosters empathy and teamwork among family members. And those are great lessons to be teaching our children and helping them to know and understand and opening up those conversations for us to help with. These can be mission trips if you're involved with a religious community or a church, but there are also non-denominational volunteer trips that are just out there. And if you want, you can also raise money and work in conjunction with raising money for the trip, because oftentimes there is a cost for volunteers to be able to go on these. You can raise the money, and that is also another phenomenal opportunity to teach your kiddos the ways in which to raise money and also to let people know and demonstrate to people that you're giving back and how to give back and how to talk to people about raising money and charity, etc. So I'm excited to work through some of this stuff. We do volunteering on a regular basis, but we've never done a volunteer trip. And I think this would be a phenomenal, budget-friendly, just great way for us to connect together and to give back. Okay, the last one is a home exchange. This is a new one, frankly, that I had never heard of until doing my research for this episode. And this is exploring the world without breaking the bank by arranging a home exchange with another family. So apparently there are home exchange platforms that allow you to swap homes with other families in different locations, eliminating the cost of accommodations while providing a unique cultural experience. Not only does a home exchange offer savings on lodging, but it also allows you to live like a local and immerse yourself in a new community. So you can join a reputable home exchange website and connect with families interested in swapping homes for a designated period. So whether it's trading your suburban house for a beachfront villa or a cozy apartment in a bustling city, home exchange offers endless possibilities for budget-friendly travel adventures. I think this would be absolutely cool and amazing. It's a new one. I don't have any comments to make on this, fellas, unfortunately, because I have never done this and I just learned about this, but it would be so cool. I don't know about you, but in going to places and visiting some places, many I have walked away saying, man, I would just love to spend many more weeks here, getting to know the culture, talking to the people, spending time and just enjoying myself here. But man, it's been really expensive and we can't stay any longer. So doing this would just be an immersive experience, I think would be awesome, particularly if you are a remote worker or kids are homeschooled or even on just a spring break or a extended vacation through summer break or a holiday break like that. I think this would be a really cool idea. I am going to look into figuring out how to do this in the near future, and I will definitely report back on how this works out. So, and if you guys have ever done this, please send me a message and let me know for my own education and learning, for my own personal experience in planning some of this. So I would very much appreciate that. So look, guys, divorced dads don't need to break the bank to create lasting memories with our kiddos. And again, by embracing creativity and prioritizing quality time over extravagant expenses, budget-friendly vacations can be just as rewarding and memorable. So whether it's camping under the stars, embarking on a road trip, exploring your own city, volunteering together, or arranging a home exchange, possibilities for affordable adventures are endless. Remember, it's the moments shared and the bonds strengthened that truly matter, regardless of the price tag. Fellas, I hope that this episode of Practical Advice was really helpful for you. Give me some comments. Give me some feedback. I'd love to hear if you implemented any of these. I'd love to hear some stories around some experiences. Share some pictures. I'd love to see that and share it with the other guys in the community as well. And I sincerely appreciate you listening to this episode. I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you next week. Have a tremendous week. God bless. To hear the rest of this episode and access the corresponding resources, visit thedivorcedadvocate.com and become a member of our community. It's free to join and will provide you with the resources you deserve as a divorced or divorcing dad. Thank you for listening. God bless, and I'll talk with you next week.